Simon Kufayin Tes, Sif Beis, and the Sugya of Hesebu Echem Revar Chakulun. Beis Hashem. The Machaber says in Kufayin Tes, Mishu Semech al Shulchan Achirim, Afilo Omer Havlan Vinivrich, Lehavi Yaschadas, Ad Shirim Revalabai. This is, I saw this halach and thesis, that somebody is by somebody else's house, somebody's a reich or somebody else's house, even though the reich says Havlan Vinivrich, that means give me the Kaisim Revarich Berech Zamazin, nevertheless, that's not Hesachadas. Halatzad that the Balabais wants to continue eating. The way that the Mishnah Berurah says it, the vadei daito im yirtza Balabais lechav lishtesimoy yochav lishtesimoy. Certainly, if his das is that if the Balabais will want him to eat together with him, then he will eat with him. The shaila is, what's the vart? Is the dafka the Balabais? The Prima Gadim is mistapik, and this is Marasham. And that's Torah, quotes his Prima Gadim Lahalacha, and he says it's only a Balabais. The Hainu, there's a Klal Chazal say, Kol Masher Imre Balabais Asay, Chutz Mitzay. That means whatever the Balabais tells you to do, that's what you should do. So the Balabais brings out more food, and he wants you to eat, then you should eat. A Meila, Behechrich, a person's Das is, when he walks into somebody else's house, that if the Balabas is going to tell me at a certain point that there's still more food, then I'll eat more food. If there's no more food, then there's no more food. But at the end of the day, I'm Tafel, and Batal to the Das of the Balabais. The Bachacher is mistapik. He says that Lachura could be that it's not Dafka a Balabais, and therefore if a Balabas in his own house, but he's not the one that's in charge of the Suda, which is the standard case, I think. Most people's wives are the ones that bring out the food. In such a case where he's totally Badas, his wife, what she's going to bring out, and he has no idea what she has in mind, and even if he knows that generally Friday night they have chicken and rice and kugel and apple pie, whatever else they have. Still, he never know really for sure what his wife is going to bring out. Mamela, you're tali, he's masada, you're tali in the das of the wife. Because he's the one that's a balabas. And that's how it seems like from the Aruch HaShulchan also that he goes as well, that a balabas who says Havlan v'nivrich, and he doesn't realize that there's more food, and a chanami, that says chadas betoyis, and he's there he says the word of Hezchadas Betoyis, but it's the same Nekuda that Zichur, had he known that his wife was going to bring out more food, then he wouldn't have been Misiach Das. Lalacha, I heard from Berkowitz that that's how we paskin. Then in Chanami, a Balabas is Tali in, could be that's Maduik in the Sharatin that he doesn't go like the Prima Gadim. But that's how he goes the mice like the Bachacher. And it's Mashmoyt Dar HaShulchan. And therefore, a husband is Tali in his wife's Das if she's the one that's preparing the food. And therefore, it comes out interesting Nafkamina Lalacha. And that is, this is what he said, that the Chura, in a case where she didn't realize that there was certain food in the house, and she hadn't planned on serving that food, however, she decides at the end of the day to bring it out, she finds it in the freezer, she didn't realize that it was there, and she says, oh, this is what we have, and she decides to bring it out. In such a case, in a Chanami, the husband would not have to make a brach on it, however, the wife would have to make a brach on it, because Shitaka had no das on that. His das was telling her. And therefore, whatever she's going to bring out, doesn't make a difference if she knew at the time or she didn't know at the time. Lamaisa, his das is telling whatever she's going to bring out. We'll see, this is really a clear. It comes up in Sif Hei. How does it work? We mentioned this, should have been mentioned in a different Chabura. Is the Vart that you're tuffle to the Balabas? Then your das becomes the das of the Balabas? Or no, your das is whatever the Balabas is going to bring out. So that's really what's telling over here. Is the husband, his das becomes the das of the wife, whatever she had in mind. But if Shitaka didn't know, then the husband is also going to have to make a bracha. Or no, the husband's das is whatever my wife is going to bring out. That's what it is. But it's not my das is totally in the das of my wife. Whatever my wife is going to bring out, that's what I have das on. Koma, shivu, whatever they're going to bring by the Suda. Mela, that's how Rebbe Berkowitz goes to Alocha Lamaisa, that like this Bachacha, that you're totally in your wife, and you're totally in whatever she's going to bring out. And therefore, in this case, in a Chanami, the wife would not have to make a bracha, and the wife would have to make a bracha if she did not know about the food that she was going to serve for dessert, and he would not have to.
This is not going with
Hezekiah Das Toys. It could be that that's all Nechlan Hezekiah Das Toys. It could be that that's the thing of.
She also, if she realized afterward that she had something that she should have been bringing out.
No, not at the Hezekiah Das. The question is at the beginning of the Suda, whether or not Bechal you had Das on that. Bechal you had das on that, or she had. This is in general lachura something. Whether or not, if she didn't know that she had das on that bechal, then she's going to have to make a bracha on that. The husband who's telling the das of the wife, say whether or not he's misiach das, or whether or not he wasn't misiach das, his das is whatever she's going to bring out. Therefore, by him, there's the hezchadas v'toris, and his das is also going to be in whatever she's going to bring out. She, in a chanami, even if it wasn't hezchadas v'toris, she never knew that her das was never on that lechatchila. And therefore, in a chanami, you have to make a bracha. Not only that, he continued, and this is a case that just happened. Somebody asked me after last week's chavur. He said that if somebody brings out if the guests bring out in the Moses Suda, they bring out something for dessert. So the wife wasn't planning on that bachal, and the husband had no idea. The husband, the same whatever his wife brings out for dessert. She had apple pie for dessert. The guests, they brought cookies. She didn't have that in mind, or something which she'd have to make. It has all for you to know. It has something which it could be not. You have to make a bracha on your bachal if you didn't have a das on it. She bachal no das on that. And l'chara, she would have to make a bracha. The meal, the ma'isa shayek ha'choyel, this past last week, Friday night, was as follows. Somebody invited a guest, neighbors over. Now, whenever the neighbors come to them, or they go to the neighbors, they usually bring a bottle of wine. And sure enough, the neighbors came to them and brought a bottle of wine. Terrific. In the middle of the Suda, the neighbors said, oh, we have to go down to the neighbors, to our house, to make a bottle for the baby. Okay, so they go down to make a bottle for the baby, and they see on the counter that they left a platter of cookies that they'd also intended to bring. He brings it up in the middle of the meal, and he says, cookies that we forgot to bring. Shaila is now, what do you do about that? You make a bracha on that? Do you not make a bracha on that? So there's really three people here that we have to dot on. The balabas, the wife, and the guest. So who makes the bracha? So in this case, the balabas zikr had no idea that they're going to bring anything else. And he had no doubt that they're going to bring anything else, because they always bring a bottle of wine, and they brought the bottle of wine. So they knew that whatever they bring, they always brought already, they have already in the house. There's no doubt that they're going to bring anything else. Mainly they don't have kufay and zayin, that das is whatever is going to come from somebody else's house. They weren't expecting this bachal. However, l'chara kokama, that the husband's das is whatever his wife is going to serve. So it doesn't really make a difference when his wife found out that she was going to serve it. At the end of the day, whatever she serves at the end of the day, then in a chanami, the husband is semichon, and therefore the husband would not have to make a bracha in such a scenario. The wife would have to make a bracha. She had no das on it. She knew what she's serving for the suda. She knew when she washed what she had in mind, and therefore she would have to make a bracha. The question is, how about the guests? The guests, l'chara, they're tuffel to the balabas. They have whatever they're going to have in mind. Now, they knew about the cookies, but they forgot the cookies. So, what do you just say? No, the das is, it's totally in. So this is really comes in nafkamina that we were saying beforehand. Is the vart that their das is whatever is going to be served at the meal, that's what the das is on? Or, no, my das is tuffel to the balabas' das, or the balas abayis' is das here. And since the balabas didn't know, then maybe also they're not going to have to make a bracha. Also, they would have to make a bracha. Similar to the balabas. I would think that l'chura, if we pass in at the end of the day, that your das is on whatever is going to come, then in a chanami, l'chura, the guests would also not have to make a bracha, in this case, on the cookies. Therefore, the husband would not have to make a bracha, nor would the guests. However, the wife, if she would want to, would have to make a bracha on the cookies. They weren't sure what to do. There's always the option now to take a little piece of bisli and make a mezainis that way, and then you get out of the shadows. Kosher Innovations will start marketing them, the bisli and the chocolate chips, for all cases. Keep them in your small pocket, and we'll sew them into the suit. It's not a problem with carrying on Shabbos. That's that. Now there's another nidrin of Hezchadas B'toris, which is really kashur to this, and that is, let's say a person, he finds that he has a meeting to go to at 2 o'clock, it's 1:47, he's got to be there in 13 minutes. But mainly, he knows it could be that there's more food, but he's got to go. Gets her, sings Shir Amalas, Havlam Venivrich, and he gets a phone call. Sure enough, it's that person. The meeting's canceled. It's not going to be at 2 o'clock, it's going to be at 3 o'clock. So pushed off till 3 o'clock. Oh, now he has time. Shaila is, does he have to make a new bracha or not? Did he already have a Hezchadas? He didn't say Havlam Venivrich. He just thought, I have to go now. But it was a Vade Hezchadas, like the Bir Lacha brings down. When you decide, Lahed, you're not eating anymore, then not only that, the Mishnah Berurah says that even if the Balabas is still continuing to eat, if you decide, I don't care, but I'm not eating anymore, then that's it, you're finished. And you want to decide you want to eat afterwards, even though Kol Mashem Rebalabayas Asei Chutz Mitzei, it doesn't make a difference, L'chur, and the Shabur is paskening, that even though the Balabas was not Mitzeyach Das, you are Mitzeyach Das. That's L'chur, one of the rayas, that you're not totally bottled to the Das of the Balabas. Because it wouldn't be Shaykh that the Balabas can Mitzeyach Das, you're not Mitzeyach Das. Or the other way around, the Balabas is not Mitzeyach Das, and you are Mitzeyach Das. So what would be in such a case? So the Chai Adam says that Hesachadas b'toyis is considered Hesachadas. Machnesh Toyis said it was a Toyis. You thought he talks about such a case. You thought you had to go somewhere, then you found that you didn't have to go anywhere. Well, nice that you were mitzvah das. What's it going to help you that it was betoris? The question is that shtim with what we're saying before and now? L'chara kokama that we're saying that the vart is had the you known that the balabas wanted to bring more food. Had the husband known that the wife was going to bring out the birthday cake, he wouldn't have been mitzvah das, and that's considered a hezcha das betoris. Then l'chara the same vart you say over here. Or do you say, no, there's a difference between the two cases. One case is where I'm telling somebody else. So, I'm not finishing the Suda as long as the person that's in the middle of the Suda, that's in charge of the Suda, says that we're not finishing the Suda. That's always the person's Das. A person's Das, Beherach, is when you're up at somebody else's house, unless you have Lehedya Das, that you're not going to eat anymore, even if he brings out more food, your Das is that you're stelling Suda and Amatzav here. And therefore, if they're going to bring out more food, you have more food as well. Therefore, your Hezcha Das is not, it's not really a full Hezcha Das. It's not just Hezcha Das Betoyis. It's not a real full Hezcha Das. Masha'inkin, in a case where you know that you have something else to do, you know that you're at somebody else's house, or you're in your own house, and you're calling the shots here, but you know they have a meeting in 13 minutes, so you know that you're not eating anymore. You're right, in a Hanami, had you known that it was going to get pushed off, you wouldn't have been Mitzvah Das, but at the end of the day, you were Mitzvah Das. I would say that it's not as theory one to the next, and you can learn both of them, and say even if you go that if you're a reach by somebody else's house or Balabas's own house with his wife, that is considered it's not considered as chadas if his wife wanted to bring something else out. However, if you're the Balabas in your own house and you're calling the shots and you're lahedi of mitzvah das because you think you have a meeting and then you find out you don't have the meeting, lechera that would be considered as chadas. Now the question is the case that's in between, and this is not such an uncommon case, and that is the person thinks that he finished the food in front of him, and then he realizes that he has in the bag that he's taking out, he thought he was taking a sandwich, and he thought he finished the sandwich, and then he sees inside, he still has a little bit left. So he was mesiach das, because he thought that he finished the sandwich, but he sees that he still has a little bit more, or was underneath the sefer that he was learning, whatever it was, whatever the scenario was, that he still had a little bit of food left, and he thought that he was finished. That's also l'chara hezcha das b'toyis. There it's a little bit better, because there's nothing that was being mechayiv you to be mesiach das. There was mamish, you thought that you were finished, had you known that's maybe more damage to the fact that had there been more food around, you wouldn't have been Mitzvah Das. It's not maybe as much of a Hezcha Das. I don't have a treatise that's going to get to that question, what would be in such a shayla. But L'chura, in the case where a person was Mitzvah Das because his mamish thought that he had to finish no matter what, even though there's more food, then even though it's a Toys, can sign that a person would have to make a new brach on such a case. That's how the Chai Adam goes. The Mishnah Berurah does not discuss the case B'chol. Sif Gimel. If a person doesn't say Havlam V'Nivrich, or he doesn't do my Machrenim, then nor does he do my Machrenim, then when he takes the Kreis in his hand, that is considered Hezchadas, if he's benching Ala Kreis. Now the Bir Halacha says something interesting. The Bir Halacha says, Ule'in Yishar Mesubin Tolei Bazeh. Im HaMavarech Hu Bala Bayez Ba'atzmai, or Gadol Shulchan, Poshet, the Kol HaMesubin Ba'asrei Gvirin. He says, if the balabas takes the kreis biyadai, then everybody else is nigrar baser him. So, the question is this talking about even in a case where the ereach decides lehedi that he doesn't want to be mesiach das? He still wants to continue? The Mishnah Berurah said in last sif, that if the balabas says, havlam v'nivrich, then, even if the ereach decides that he wants to continue eating, then it's not then he's not tali. Aval im ereach, Dafka kishe shasku v'yaskimu l'dvarav. Aval im arech daite lech v'lishteis oid, rashai af shomar balabayis hav v'nivrich. Toiv shigal lefne mesuvim shlohi hezcha das lo yechach shavu kinim lach. V'yisim nikim, tell them that you never had in mind really to be mesiach das. So the halacha is, if the balabas says hav lem v'nivrich, Rabbi Samuel mentioned, and you're still interested in eating, then the halacha is that your das was overrides the hav lem v'nivrich of the balabas. The question is, how about if he takes the kreis in his hand? Is that a bigger darga of Hezcha Das? Because we find that taking the kreis in your hand, the Mishnah Berurah understands that that's like a person who's Neitel Yadav L'mayim Achreinim. There's a difference between Havla V'Nivrich and Neitel L'mayim Achreinim. If a person is Neitel Yadav L'mayim Achreinim, then he's not allowed to eat, even with the Bracha Rishena, unless he benches. According to the way that Mechaber Paskin and Sef Aleph. If a person says Havla V'Nivrich, then it's just a Hezcha Das, but he can make a Bracha Rishena and eat again without benching. So we see that the Neitel Sakreis B'Yadai, which has a din of my machreinim, is a much greater Hezcha Das. So it could be that if the balabas takes the kreis in his hand, maybe that's greater than Havel v'Nivrich. And the areach who decides that he wants to continue eating, maybe that doesn't work and override it. L'chor, there's no mitzvah, l'chor, there should be no chilek. Because in a chanami, klapei the Baal HaBas, it's more of a eschadas, but klapei the rech, why is it more of a eschadas? Very good, the Baal HaBas did a netilas mayim achrinim. But lehedia, the rech never had in mind, b'chlal, to shtel tzu. Since he didn't have in mind to shtel tzu, then in a chanami, l'chor, mitzvah, even if there's a netilas case of the Baal HaBas, if you decide that you're continuing to eat, then the rech is not meshubat al Baal HaBas. I was going to mention this before, I'll just mention it now, because I'm also going to get to this. This happened yesterday, by Shal Shudas. I had guests over, and I was running for... It was girls, they didn't have to daven. So, I was running for Maariv by Shal Shudas. So I said, I'm eating Shira Malas, but you can continue eating. It was before he brought out dessert. I had to go, I left before dessert. So the kids are saying Shira Malas, and as I'm finishing the bench, one of the girls... starts, they didn't realize that dessert is coming, but the other one was drinking a tea, and the first one says, you know what, I decide, she picks up the bench here, and she's about to start benching. Gets her wife, tells her, by the way, dessert's coming out. So, what do you do in such a case? She picked up the bench here, she didn't take the kais biyada, she took the bench here biyada. That's l'chara, that's a hes chadas as well. So l'chara, that's also, this din of Semech HaShulchan Achir, that kokama, that she didn't know, she didn't realize that there's another course coming out, the dessert is coming out. L'chor, she's tuffel to the Baal HaBas. Unless you say mamish picking up the bencher, is mamish like you're not on the yada of the mayim achrenim. That's considered, if it's mamish, cannot on kais b'yada. Which, that's more of a chiddush. Though, I'm not sure. Where do we draw the line is not exactly clear. There's another scenario that's discussed here. This is maybe it'll, it's really totally in the das, I guess. All these scenarios. What's a stam person's das? Bishabura doesn't bring it down, but the Berhita brings it down. Berhita brings it down from the Marshal. Kos of Marshal. Yeshemim kishashetchen kais lebirchaz amazin. Afilu b'loy dibur, havikaymer havlam v'nivrich. If you pour the kais for birchaz amazin, that's already like havlam v'nivrich. That's already considered as chadas, even though you didn't say Rabbi Samuel mention. Just pouring the kais, and generally that's what happens. You pour the kais before you bench. Before you say Rabbi Samuel mention, you pick it up. Is that considered Hesach Hadass or not? So Mishnah Berurah does not bring it down. The Teres Kane brings down the Marshal, Halach Lamaisa. The Lachur Mitzvara, if that's a Matthias, generally a person doesn't pour the Christ before their mom is ready to bench. By us, generally, for those that are Neitel Mayim Achrenim, usually the pouring of the Christ happens after the Tilas Mayim Achrenim. Even though you didn't say Rim of Seven Mavention, but you already had an Tilas Mayim Achrenim, Lachur, that's considered Zikr Hesach Hadass, and you're not allowed to eat Bechlal. But even if you didn't do Mayim Achrenim, Kol Kama, that's the derech, that you don't pour the kais. I don't think that's the derech at all. Maybe on Purim, a person pour a kais and somebody else will drink it. But it's not, the derech is in a standard suda. If you're pouring a kais, then your mom is holding by benching, and no one's bringing out any more food. It's legamri hezchadas lachar. Sif dalet. K'sha'odam nechans abiz chavir, yesham chaburiz harbi, k'sha'ichlan mechalechan meishit lai kais. This is not exactly a scenario that we have. You come in and there's a bunch of different groups around, and each group of people hands a kais. There's a nimlach by each one. The Mishnah Berurah says that this whole din that you have to be mevarach on each kais is only b'stama. But if you go into a house and you have no idea whether or not they're going to give you more food, he says you should have in mind, if you have in mind, interesting din that you have a das. Your das is al tanai kilu. It's not al tanai misafik. You have no idea whether or not they're going to give you more food. That's my das. My das is whatever they're going to give me, I want to have in mind. Says Mishnah Berurah, that works even though you have no idea what they're going to have in mind. Now this is this does come up sometimes. Person comes in. I know my next door neighbor pulled me in once for to be mashlam aminin for shever brachas. So, and they gave me dessert. So now I give you dessert, you make a bracha on that. You have any idea if they're going to give you anything else? Why should they give you anything else? They just want you to be mishtatif, mishtatif something else. They're going to give you, you finish the dessert, they give you something else. You have to, or if you didn't have das on that, you have to make a new bracha. Ramesha speaks to us. He says, in a case where you come to a certain house, where a house, and the Baal HaBas gives peris, or something like that, you just land in somebody else's house, and you have no idea what the person is going to give you. In a chanami, such a case, you would have to make a new bracha if you didn't have das on everything. Therefore, it's always best, especially in such a scenario, where you get pulled in to be mishtatif, you stop by somebody's house for Simcha to wish Mazel Tov and to give you something to eat. These types of things that you're really Be'etzem not eating there, you weren't invited, you're coming just for a second, they give you food, you have no idea whether or not they're going to give you something else. You're getting into the Sveikas, the best thing to do in such scenario is to have in mind B'Shas Bracha that on everything, because if you didn't, then in Echanami, Kokama, that it's not Barer, that you're going to get more food, then L'chor you'd have to make a new Bracha. You could tie in a Bizmanenu, that people's das is on everything which is going to come, you always have das, but that's more when you're in your own house. If you're not in your own house, and you weren't invited, and you have no idea what they're going to give you, Yesh La'ayin, whether or not you could say that thing, that your das is on whatever is going to come. Because over here you weren't invited. This is, you just pulled, you weren't invited for the Suda. You're not eating, could be that if you're pulled in for Shavuot Brachos, then you consider Simcha Shulchan Baal HaBayis klapi this dessert. I don't know. But if you weren't invited, then that's the difference between the case. Then comes Tifei. Tifei is a Kruim Bebeis Baal HaBayis, Lecho Mine Peris, Mevin Lazev, Lehem Bezerch HaZeh, Einem Tzich Levarach Al HaRishon. That's the Chor of the Chilik, is whether or not you're invited or not invited. If you pop into a place and they give you food, you have no idea if you're going to get any more food. You don't have das unless you have das lahedya. Mashigin, if you're invited to somebody else's house, my das is, that's in, I'm tafat al-balabas. And that's what we declared, is the var that you're tafat al-balabas. I'm bevatum my das to the das of the balabas. Whatever the balabas' das is, that's my das, or the balabas, the balabas to whoever's in charge of the suda. Or my das is whatever they're going to serve by the suda. And l'chur, the mashmoyis of the Mishnah Berurah is that you're not totally in gansin in the balabais. Because if the balabais is mesiach das, and you're not mesiach das, it's not esach das. And if you're Mesir Das and Baal HaBayis is not Mesir Das, then it is Ezra Das. So you're not tuffled to the Das of the Baal HaBayis. Your Das is on whatever they're going to bring. Kokama, that you are Mesir Das Lehedio, then that's it. That's the end of your Suda. And Mamela, if he's Mesir Das and you're Mesir Das, then you didn't end your Suda. That's Lechur, how we go, it would seem from the Mishnah Berurah, how we go, Halach Lamaisa. Tif Vav, Ochal Komaich Vlech Amela, Shas Komash Vlech Shasamayim, Beyoim Midig Bepin Yerecha Pe, Ubalad Bepin Yerecha Pe, Umipin Yaskaro. Says the Ramah of Ayin Elsim in Kofayin, Lama in Yerneigem, Achilas Melech Ushtiyas Maim. And he says the reason is because all of our food has Melech inside of it. Hain Mishum Nikola Achilas Shalana Mura Mitchila Bemelech, Bechon Nikol Masha Shalana Kesheikh or Medvash, Kedem or Bemaim, Bechain Ein Lachbid Al Zeh. So Mimela, if you're eating a Suda on Pesach, and you're having Matzah, and you're having wine, and there's no water inside of the wine, and there's no Melech inside of the Matzah, then the Ritva in Hilchos Brachos clears whether or not you're allowed to put salt into matzah. Maybe there's a you're allowed to. We don't put salt into matzah. L'chera, in such a case, we would have to be makbid to do this. However, the Mishnah Berurah says l'maisa nishtan watoim, and therefore we're not makbid on it. And therefore, even if your food has no, you're having wine and you're having matzah, machnashtais, you still would not have to have salt and water. And kimdumani chein amadabar. That's simen kofayin test. Just a little bit. Not too much. When you get the Sevo Echem Nevarach L'Kulam, really one Yisari, just which is a little bit of a difficulty. The Gemara says in the sugya of the Mishnah on the Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara says as follows: Hoyu Yoishvin Kol Echem Nevarach La'Atzmai Hesevo Echem Nevarach L'Kulam. If everybody's sitting around, then that's not enough of a kviyus that one person can voice to everybody else. Everybody has to make a bracha by themselves. Once they're meisiv, then one person mevarach for everybody. Rashi's Masbir, Kol Echad Vechad Mevarach La'Atzmai, Hayu Yoishin B'Lei Yaseva, Kol Echad Vechad Mevarach La'Atzmai, De'ein Keva Suda B'Lei Yaseva. There's no Kviya Suda without Yaseva. Therefore, everybody has to make a bracha themselves. The question is, who cares that there's no Kviya Suda? What happened to the din of Shemei Kaina? We know that there's a din of Shemei Kaina. L'chur, if you're running by a shul, and there are and you hear the shofar, the Mishnah says that as long as you're mechavin, the shas is mechavin for everybody, and you're mechavin to hear, that's fine. That's the din of Shemei. You hear the bracha. The chur by brachas also. By Megillah. You have the din of Shmia, lachur, tzkila, as if there you're hearing the mitzvah. Maybe the Iker mitzvah is to hear as opposed to say. But the chur, kol kama, that there's a din of Shemei Kohina. What's the difference if there's keva, there's not keva? I could be running the marathon and I hear somebody making a bracha. The chur, I have a din of Shemei Kohina. What happened all of a sudden that there's no din of Shemei Kohina because you're not Hesevu? Hesevu biyachad. So the truth is that the Rashba asked the question, and he says that even if there's L'chur, we know that typically the Oina Amen Kemoitzi Bracha Mepiv, first of all, somebody that says Amen, it's Kila as if you're being Ma'amis to other person's Bracha, it's Kila as you might see Bracha. V'lo Yoid, El Shashemei Koine, V'tzorach Li'in, Yiblai B'Shver. Tzorach Li'in, why Takana? Why is there no din In Chedushim, the Rashba Blab Shver, why is there no din of Shemei Koine here? Why do I need Dafka to have Asebo? Even if there's no Asebo. Who cares that there's no Kviyas? If I hear the Bracha, Shemei is Koine. Why shouldn't it work? So the truth is that the Rashba in Tshuva, in Chelek Aleph Simen Reish Hei, he's talking about Bracha Koine, but he says even though Lechatchila, a person shouldn't be made to somebody else, if it's not Perchas HaMazin, Ukadema, however, B'dievet is a din of Shemei Koine, it's going to work. B'dievet. And that's and Miuchas and Ramban. It's brought like that. The truth is that the Beit Yosef in Reishit Gimel brings down a Machlekes Rishayin Ben Gia to this, and they say that this whole din, which is mentioned here in the Mishnah, is only a din lechatchila. It's Machlekes there. The Rekeach says it's only a din lechatchila. The Rush by us goes that's even b'di'evin. But Rekeach says it's only a din lechatchila. B'di'evin and Chrami works. And Lachora, that's really where the Rashi was coming from. He says what happens in the Shemei Koina, and the answer is that there's no din Shemei Koina lechatchila. B'di'evin and Chrami, there is a din Shemei Koina. The Chachamim said lechatchila. Chachamim didn't want you to do this unless there's a keva. The shal is for us. Why not? The Pnei Yeshua, he's Mesiachas to the Shailo, and he says that the reason why it doesn't work is because since there's Be'etim Adin of Asebo, or there's a Metzias of Asebo, that's the way that they would eat together. Kol kamo, that a person is not being Mesiv, then you're being Megale Das, that you're not being Mishtatav with them. That I don't want to be Yates with them. I have no Shaychas Kibachlo. The very fact that generally there is a din of aseba, I knew that when people eat together and they're made to each other, everybody eats together and a lot is being massive around a shulchan, and that's being mishtat of them. Kokama, that you're not doing that, then you're lehed, you're showing, I don't want to be mishtat with you. It's kilas if you're being megaladas, I don't want to be a chilek of your bracha. The truth is that the Tashbeit, the Rashbat, in his Chedushim of brachas, he says it's lehed you. He comes to answer, he brings down the Rajba's question, Tzarech Liyin, he says, Rajba didn't answer Pachlal. He says, L'chora, nearly, that it's a Gilui Das. It's a Gilui Das that you don't want to be Yitzin. And he says, even though Bracha is in the Tzriches Kavano, even if you want to tell me Bracha is in the Tzriches Kavano, that's Dafka for your Mechavin, if you're not Mechavin anything. You don't have to have any Kavano, your Das is Stam. But if your Kavano is not to be Yitzin, you make a Bracha and you lehed, you don't want to be Yitzin, then you're not going to be Yitzin Bal Karchuch. And male over here that you're being megaladas, I'm not being mishtata with you. Your kilu showing, I don't want to have anything to do with you. Everybody's being massive and I'm standing up, I'm running the marathon. Then in a chanami, you're not going to be yetze with his bracha. L'chura, according to that, would come out, misvara, that if the guy's running the marathon and he calls him on the phone and he says, I'm running the marathon, but I really need a drink, can you be mitzi me with a bracha? So that means lehedyo, you're showing that I want to be yotze with you, even though I'm not sitting down or not being masiv. The very fact that I'm calling you up to tell you that I want you to be mitzi me, lechora, it should work. The truth is that the Tashbit says lehedyo that it does, and the Hemshach he says I don't understand. According to what I'm saying, Rav, the story of Rav's talmidim after Rav's levaya, Rav one of the tzlan, they were on their way back, and they came to the nahar, and they were an Aradamic, and they didn't know whether or not they were mishtatav biyachad. So they said, "Oyver, Rachman al-Islan, Rav was nifter, and we don't even know the basic halachis." The shaila was, "Frek the Tashbit, I don't understand what the problem is. One guy should got up and say, what? They didn't know if they have a kviyas or not. Why didn't they have a kviyas? Because they didn't have a table with them. They didn't have a table. They're all sitting there on the floor next to the river. So there's no kviyas there." So shaila is, who cares if there's a kviyas? You could be running the marathon. As long as one guy gets up and says, I want to be mitzi you all, then it should work. Why shouldn't that work? The whole reason why it doesn't work, according to what he said, is because you're megala that I don't want to be mitzi with you. I'm not being mitzi together with you. But as long as you go ahead and you say that I want to be mitzi everybody, and everybody is maskim, the lechora, even if you don't have a kviyas, you're not being mitzi around the shulchan, the lechora should work. Says the Tashbis in Echanami, Taka does work. The whole tzar that they had was only to get the brachas of Zimun. They didn't know if they had a kviyas, but to get to Zimun, make a bracha chorena. But to get the bracha rishena, as long as the din of Zimun is dafka if you're keveya, you ate together. But the bracha rishena, which is telling shamei kaina, as long as you tell them that you want to be meitzim in a chanami, you're going to be yotzim. As they zok the Pnei Yeshua and the Rashbits. According to this in a chanami, the whole shverka, the whole reason why you weren't yotzim, it's not be'etzim that's not shaykh the din of shamei kaina here. It's shaykh the din of shamei kaina. You're Magala that you don't want to be Yaitz with his bracha. However, Lachor, this is Musid on the Yisoy that the Tashbit said, that dafka because if a person says, even if a person says that he doesn't want to be Yaitz, then you're not going to be Yaitz. However, if Dalin remembers, Daf Yud Beis, we brought this, Machlekes Rishenim, whether or not. The Bi'ur Halacha says kilu kalachar yad. If a person makes a bracha, is mechav in the head yinata, or does a mitzvah, is mechav in the head yinata b'yetzer, and it's pashut that he's not yetzer. Now, it's not so pashut that the la halacha maybe it's pashut, but it's machlokes rishonim. And the Ra'ah says that by brachas in a chanami, even by a mitzvah, if a person does a mitzvah and he's mechav not to be yetzer, he's yetzer. He's yetzer even ba'al karachai. Once you did the mitzvah, you did the mitzvah. So the truth is that the Ra'ah and the Ritva, they learn our sugya differently. They learn, like the Rush learns, that if you be the Evid, attack doesn't work. Why? Because they say, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah as follows. The din of Arvus, of Shemei Koina, works by Birchas and Mitzvahs. The Gemara says, Kol HaBrachas Kulan, Afapi Sheyotza Moitzi. Chutz Mi Birchas Alechem Birchas Ayayin. Shim Lo Yotza Moitzi. Vim Yotza Ina Moitzi. There's a difference between Birchas and Mitzvahs and Birchas and Enin. Birchas and Mitzvahs, even if you were Yotze, you could be Moitzi somebody else. I remember I was once in the Shari Tzedek for Shabbos. And afterwards, Matzah Shabbos, some guy went around with a stroller with his candle and his besamim and his everything, and he made Havdalah for the ward. Then I heard him go down the corridor, and he went and he made for the next ward. Then he went downstairs and made for the next ward. He went around making Havdalah, I don't know, 7, 8, 15 times, I don't know how many times he made Havdalah. That's not the problem. Even that's a birchas mitzvah, it's not a problem. Afa pi sheyotza, even though you were yotze, moitzi, you still had to be moitzi somebody else. However, by Birchas Anenin, it's not that way. If you made a shahakol and a drink of kola, and then you want to be maitzi somebody else, you cannot be maitzi them, because you're already maitzi, you're already yetzah. It says, B'samim Menera Zachar also, it's Birchas Mitzvah. What? Maybe, you could say that it's a Birchas Anenin. Ishlaim. What? What? He, Zachar, the question is, how could he do it? He himself had Esther Hadass. He himself has. No, but you only make a bracha on Matzah Shabbos on.
Why is he not getting a bracha on East Coast?
What?
East
Coast, yeah, Nechnami. The question is going to work you for Maria Eish. You only make a bracha once. Ish line, whether or not that's considered. It's not a regular bracha Zanenin because it's only made Matzah Shabbos. You don't make a bracha generally on such a thing. It's more a din of a chilek of the bracha mitzvah. It's a chilek of the besamim of the Avdala. But. Says the Gemara, that's only the way that Rashi learns, that Rashi, the Ritva, and the Rebbe Yishenim learn, that's only been a get to Birchas HaMitzvahs. Birchas HaNenin, there's no din of Arvus. Why? Birchas HaNenin ain't an choiva, ela she'asin l'anis v'ilam hazeh b'lai bracho. B'zeh ain't kan Arvus, she'ain a choiva ala Adam, loy lisani v'lai livrich. Says Rashi, and the Rebbe Yishenim there, there's no din of Arvus by Birchas HaNenin. The whole reason why I could be made to you, even though I was ready yate, is because there's the din of Arvus. Arvus tells me that even though I was yetz my mitzvah, as long as there's another yid in Klal Yisrael that wasn't yetz his mitzvah, there's a certain chasaron in me. I'm achroi to make sure that everybody else is mekayim the mitzvah. Therefore, even though I was mekayim my mitzvah, I can make a bracha to be my to you. However, by birchas hanenin, I'm not achroi for you. There's no din that I. There's no chayva b'chlal to eat. You don't have to eat b'chlal. Right? Aslan es nazel by bracha, but no one told you have to eat in the first place. If you want to eat, then you have to make a bracha. But you're not mechayiv to eat in the first place, so there's no din of arvus b'chal. Comes along the Ra'ah and Ritva, they say as follows. The same way, Nekoit Kol HaBiyodcha, they say. Remember this rule, golden rule. L'Birchas HaNenin, Kishim Shiyotza Einu Moitzi, just like the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, that if you were Yotze, you can't be Moitzi by Birchas HaNenin, you can't be Moitzi somebody else. Kach Afa Pisha Lo Yotza, even so too, even if you weren't Yotze by the Birchas HaNenin, Einu Moitzi, Elek Shein Derech Kfiyuson V'Chabura. He says, even if you weren't Yetzer, and you're making a bracha for the first time, you're drinking a drink of soda, and you want to be mighty everybody else, you still can't be mighty them unless you're all mitzarech yachan kichabura, lefi shein kiguf echad, v'choshev kilu kol echad v'echad mevarech. It's mashma that the whole din, that you could be mighty somebody else, the same way that he says that if you were Yetzer before, you can't be mighty somebody else, so too he says, just like that, so too even if you weren't Yetzer, you're not going to be able to be Maitzi somebody else unless everybody is Chabur Achas Guf Echos. And the truth is that the Rosh goes away Halach L'maisa. He says that even Bidi Evid, you're talking about Yetzer. Even Bidi Evid, you're not Yetzer. Now the Shaila is, L'chor, what's up shot? Why is it that way? That's we're back to the original question. What happened to the din of Shemei HaKoina? Why is there no din of Shemei HaKoina? So Sod HaMagia on the Ritva, he's Metzayin to Chazanish, and he says that the din of Shemei Kaina is also gebait on the din of Arvus. The din of Shemei Kaina also only works because of Arvus. In other words, Batsam, it's something that we always grew up with, that the such a din of Shemei Kaina, you can hear somebody else make a bracha, and you're okay. when there's Bet Mechidish, you also not necessarily Zel Zel Bracha. You didn't make the Bracha. He made the Bracha. So if you said Amen, so you could say you're being Ma'amis the Bracha. It's like Tfisa by Neder. Somebody says Ani Nazir, you say Ani. You're being Tefis on to what he says. Kilos if you said it as well. But just the Din of Shemeya Kaina, that's also a Chidish. But certainly without saying Amen. Just the Din of Shemeya Kaina, because I heard his Bracha. It's Kilos if I made the Bracha. Why is that? Why is there such a Din? The Chazon Ish, the way that the Chazon Ish learns, is only because that there's a Din of Arvos. That's where there's the Din of Shemeya Kaina. Because I'm mechuyev to be mighty to you with to ensure that you also mekayim the mitzvah. Therefore, that's what connects me to you. That's why the person that's shemeya has a connection, some sort of connection to the person that makes the bracha. Because be'etzem, when I'm being mevarach your bracha. I'm being mevarach for you. Because since I'm an ori for you, I'm going to make a bracha for you. So my bracha is kilu as if it's your bracha. Chazon Ish says a little bit differently, but just the yesod is that Ayidei, the din of Arvus, that creates the din of Shemeya Ka'ina. Because I'm an Arif for you, therefore I have to ensure that you're Mekayim your mitzvah. Therefore, even though I was already Mekayim a mitzvah, I'm allowed to make a bracha, which is really, in effect, in essence, your bracha. I'm making your bracha. Therefore, that's the din of Shemeya Ka'ina. I'm your shliach to make the bracha, but that only works in a place where there's a din of Arvus. There's no din of Arvus like Berachas Hanenin, but there is no din of Shemei Kaina B'chlal. So the original question is, what happens to the din of Shemei Kaina? The answer is that by Berachas Hanenin, according to the Ritzvah, there is no din of Shemei Kaina. Rashba understood, no, by Berachas Hanenin, there is a din of Shemei Kaina. Shemei Kaina is not gebayit on the din of Arvus. As long as the person wasn't Yaitse yet, he could be made to somebody else, and it works out to the din of Arvus, it works to the din of Shemei Kaina. The Ritzvah says, no, there is no din of Shemei Kaina B'chlal. So how does it work? Comes along the Ritzvah, he's Machadish, that it's when you're all together, b'chabura achas, you're kiguf echad. And once you're kiguf echad, then you could be maitzim. L'chur, what does he mean to say? Kimdumani, the word is that the same way that Shemeya Ko'ina makes it, that I'm connected to you, and therefore, if I'm connected to you, my bracha could be yotzei for you, tzkilas v'mivarech your bracha, so too, when we all kiveya together, and we decide that we're eating together, we're kiguf achas, he says. We're mamash like we're five different body parts in one body. One person's the arm, one person's the leg, one person's the nose, but we're all one body part. And one person's the peh. One person's the peh for the entire guf, and he's mevarach for everybody. In other words, once we're all together, now we have to be asan lemasan lemasalei bracha. We have one person who's our shliach, he's going to be mevarach to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And mamela, in such a case, then it could work that one person can be mevarach for everybody else. Samazai, you hear somebody else's bracha, that's not enough. If you all turn into one chelek, one chefza, one kvutza biyachad, and you're one chaburo, then in a chanami, ayidei the fact that one person is mevarech, it can be maitzi everybody else, because they're all nechshav guf achas, and it's ki'ilu, each and every one of them made a bracha themselves.